Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Our topic today is two halves don't make a whole in relationships.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying this morning, just seeing myself as whole and that you have to take your whole self into a relationship, right?
Yes. Yes. Two halves. Good morning, Chas. Two halves don't make a whole. Two halves are two people that don't know who they are yet. Trying to find themselves, trying to find the other half of themselves in somebody else.
That's the formula for a mess.
Yeah, it doesn't work. We've tried it, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. We're talking my life story here. Yeah. I've looked to everybody to try to tell me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. I only end up resentful because it's not who I am.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to be them, or I'm trying to be a picture in my head of what I think they want me to be, or what I think is acceptable.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
So how do we work on being our whole self?
Just work on our self-esteem, work on getting to feeling grounded, you know, feeling good about ourselves, feeling good about our life. If we don't feel good about ourselves, we don't feel good about our life, we may go in with expectations that this person is going to fulfill all those things that they can't possibly. It's not their job anyways to fill that void. It's our job to figure out who we are, what we love, you know, what works for us, what doesn't work for us. And, you know, you get in a relationship, you don't have to agree on everything. You're not going to agree on everything. If you do, then somebody's people-pleasing, or both people are people-pleasing. We need to have our own sense of identity. And that person needs to have their own sense of identity.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Yes, I know when I started early years with my relationship with my partner, it started out to be sort of codependent. He was used to controlling things. And I was sort of used to controlling things too. So that was interesting. Both of us had to let go of some of that control. And he needed to do things that he enjoyed in his life. I needed to do the things that I enjoyed. And, you know, and that made our time together more enjoyable when we had our own interests. You know, it wasn't just sitting around waiting for that person all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
I will say that was one of the differences in the last relationship that I had. For the first time, I did continue doing the things that I wanted to do. But it was a problem because he still wanted to make me the special one and put me on the pedestal and not do things that interested him. Like, he wanted to make it all about me. Yes. And at one time, that would have felt really great. Like, that would have been the ideal relationship. It was like I was still kind of picking the same thing, but this time it didn't work.
Yeah, didn't feel right, right?
No, because I did still continue wanting to do the things that I wanted to do without him, like my girlfriend things and my recovery things and, you know, all my normal stuff.
Right.
And at one time, I know that it would have been all about that person. It would have been all about that person. Everything else off the table.
Yes.
So something did change there, but I still picked familiar, but it didn't work that time. Like, I was gonna do it a different way.
Yeah, and you did it completely different than what you usually do.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. And you ended the relationship too.
Yeah, it didn't work. Didn't work. I saw that it was going to, he was going to make it all about me.
Well, because his neediness in making you special was, well, it was his neediness.
Yeah.
You know, that was his needy little boy.
To fulfill something in him.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was about him. It wasn't about you.
I don't ever want to be responsible for trying to fulfill somebody ever.
No, no.
That's a lot of pressure.
Well, it's not possible either.
No, it's not.
It's not possible.
But at one time I would have loved that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That is my little girl's, you know, that's what she likes, that special feeling. So.
Yeah. And she's still looking for the special feeling?
She's still, yeah, I still fantasize about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that relationship proved that, okay, I can fantasize about it all day, but I don't think it's going to work. So, I mean, that relationship proved it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, you proved to yourself that you've changed.
Yeah.
What didn't feel tolerable after a while.
That was a big deal. That was the first time in my life that I probably put me and my needs first.
Yeah.
In a relationship with a man like that.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you that you've gotten much healthier.
More right? self. There is yes. more self.
More sense of self, what you need. And being able to see that even though he treated you like you were special, there was really, he didn't see you.
No.
His needs were so loud. He didn't really ever see you.
No.
Even though it might have brought up a special feeling. Generally, when people make us feel special like that, they're needy. And it doesn't mean that they actually see you and what your needs are. Like, their needs are too loud.
Yeah.
And they get resentful when you don't meet their needs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure with him, if you know, everything probably challenged his self-esteem.
Yeah, it did.
Right? You wanted separateness.
Yeah, we had those conversations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be that way for me. It has to be.
Yeah.
I can't do it the old way.
Mm-hm. No, me
because
either.
Two halves don't make a whole. It'll never be enough. It'll never, ever be enough if you're trying to fulfill yourself through somebody else. It'll never be enough.
No, you're right, Jess. It's not possible.
No. So I have to keep, I have to keep finding what Chas likes. That's what I say to my son. I say, what is Bryce like? So, yeah, not what does everybody else like.
Exactly.
What do you like? What makes you happy?
Yeah. Think about my brother-in-law when they got married with my sister. He told her right out of the gate, they're like a pair of shoes. They just go together everywhere.
Yep. Sounds like a Hallmark card.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, this isn't so good.
Yeah.
This isn't so good. He's just insecure. Yeah. It's very interesting. Insecure, but well, anyway, not going to say anything else.
Yeah, it sounds good, I guess.
Yeah.
Sounds like codependency, really.
That's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah. And most people are codependent. Most people are to some degree or another. So, you know, it's just something we want to be aware of and something we want to work on. It feels good to be needed. It feels good to feel special. It feels good for a moment, but the price tag, if you really pay attention to how it affects you emotionally, physically, and spiritually, you'll see that it's very depleting.
Yeah, you're right.
But if we're so needy that we need that, we'll ignore the fact that it's depleting us.
Yeah. And it'll leave you wanting more, like a drug.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Special has been my drug, and it will never be enough. Ever. Ever, ever.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Yep, my first boyfriend at 13, 14, he made me feel special for the first time in a way I didn't understand at that time. But yeah, I too love that feeling, and I chased it.
Yep. We have to treat ourselves special, right?
Yeah.
Take ourselves on those trips by ourselves, those flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have to wait for somebody to buy us flowers or a box of chocolates. I buy my own chocolates and flowers.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yeah. I even thought I've had these movie passes. Yeah, I think I might. I haven't been because of COVID, but I think I'll take myself to the movies. Like, I can do those things.
Absolutely.
I probably honestly prefer it that way by myself. Honestly, if I'm really, really honest.
No, I like going to the movies by myself. I don't have to share my popcorn. I don't have anybody talking in my damn ear while I was trying to hear the movie. Like, just leave me alone.
You don't have to worry about their comfort level. Like,
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier.
You can. You took a couple road trips by yourself. Right?
Yep. I like it. Listen to the music that I like. Can be in pure silence if I want to be. I can talk to myself if I want to. Like, you know, there's...
You can eat where you want, go where you want, sleep where you want.
Yeah.
Like, you can just do whatever you'd like, and you don't have to check with the other person. Are you okay? How about you? What do you want to do?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I don't care. What do you want to do? I don't care.
Yep. It's kind of freeing.
Yeah. It's very freeing.
Yeah.
You're right. I used to make a lot of trips to Orlando, and that drive just did me so much good.
Yeah. I love driving.
Yeah. Well, I can't say that anymore, but especially Orlando traffic. Oof. But I did enjoy those trips.
Yeah.
I did. Yes. And my partner never wanted me to go. Of course, his neediness. His neediness didn't want me to go, but I was going to see my daughter, and that was it. Yeah. I'm going.
Yeah,
they're not invited.
Yep.
Girls trip.
Gonna have to deal with your insecurity, I guess.
Oh, I did. I remember one birthday. Well, my daughter's, Jody's birthday was the same day as mine, so I went to Orlando to celebrate our birthday, and boy, I came home the second half of my birthday. Like, I went up there a couple days early, but I was actually home the day of my birthday, part of the day. And he wouldn't speak to me on my birthday. Wouldn't have a thing to do with me. He's so pissed at me for leaving on my birthday. How dare I leave on my birthday? Wait a minute. My birthday. My birthday. Oh, yeah. There was a huge fight over that one. That was a lot of years ago.
Yep. Insecurity can get the best of us. So can jealousy.
Oh, boy. At its finest.
Oh, yes.
I had to set boundaries. But, you know, his insecurities today aren't there. It's because I did set boundaries and I didn't give in to all his insecurities and try to fix it. It's like, that's yours to fix, not mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Forces you to work on yourself.
Yeah, it does. If you care about that person, you're going to have to work on yourself.
I've been forced to work on my insecurity in our relationship. Over and over and over again.
Yes, I know. You tell me that.
Over and over and over again, especially when you used to have, I mean, you had a lot of people around you at one time. So I had to work on my insecurity.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, if there was any chance of any kind of relationship there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta be whole.
Gotta be whole, yeah.
Gotta be a whole me, and gotta be a whole you.
Two habbies don't make a welly.
That's what they say.
That's
true.
I know.
Sounds good on a Hallmark card, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Some of those Hallmark cards are... I know, when I was doing cards for Blue Mountain, and they wanted those kind of cards, I couldn't pull it up.
You're my everything.
No, I couldn't go there. I just could not go there.
I couldn't live without you.
You make my life complete.
Right? You complete me.
Yes.
It sounds nice, but yeah.
Yeah. It's not
real. Not true.
Not real. It's not true. No. It's just words. Just words that sound good.
They sound good. They sound, I guess, yeah. What's the word? Romance. Sounds like romance, I guess.
Yeah, romantic.
So, anything else you'd add on this topic today?
No, I would just suggest that if you're in a relationship with somebody that's insecure, to let them figure out their insecurities and just be true to yourself. Or if you're the one that's insecure, then you have to work out your insecurities and let them be themselves and do what they need to do. So it's just giving people breathing space in a relationship. Yeah. You know, I used to not want breathing space. I'd want to be that person all the time. Not anymore. Not anymore. Yeah. COVID. COVID. I used to have a lot of free time by myself, and COVID took that from me. Last couple of years. So
definitely changed things.
It definitely changed things. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your intention for the day?
My intention today is to stay out of the story and just give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's my intention. What's yours?
Yeah. Mine is to see myself as healed.
Okay.
Heart healed, fear healed, guilt healed. Healed, whole. I want to see myself as whole today.
Okay, good one, Chess.
Yeah. So, all right, any last thoughts?
That's it.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chess and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!